This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents One Wild Night, written by A.L. Jackson and Rebecca Shea, performed by Teddy Hamilton and Maxine Mitchell.
1. Kaylee. Please tell me you're joking. Because this is a laughing matter? I almost laughed. Not because I was amused. Oh no, I was not. More like horrified. Because here I was, sitting in a limo, alone, staring out the window at the red carpet that loomed ahead. A red carpet littered with celebrities who milled around like it was commonplace and not some kind of alternate universe. Somebody kill me now. I pressed my cell a little harder to my ear, head beginning to shake as my stomach flopped with nerves. Are you crazy? There is no way I'm going in there by myself. Oh, come on, Kaylee. It's not any different than going to the movies on a Friday night. Elle's voice took on that casual tone she used whenever she wanted to get her way, the words missing the frantic edge they'd held when she'd first called me to tell me she wasn't coming. To her father's directorial premiere. Okay, so it wasn't his first movie. Eleanor Ward had grown up in Hollywood, her father directing and producing some low-budget, albeit freaking fantastic, movies. There was hardly any shame in that. But this was the big one, an A-list cast and a budget to match. So yeah, it was a Friday night, and I was at the movies. But come on, who was she kidding? We both knew there was absolutely no comparison. Don't do that, I hissed. Don't do what? She returned, all kinds of innocent. That thing you do where you act like nothing is a big deal when you know as well as I do it's a really big deal. Exasperation blew through the words. Ugh, Elle. She just had this way about her, always going about life as if nothing in the world mattered, everything a game. No consequences or feelings or fears involved. Easy. It was as if she held the entire world in the palm of her hand. Every room she walked into, she owned. Every conversation, she commanded. All of it with a flick of her hand and a twitch of her smile. Magnetic. I'd recognized her type the second she waltzed into the dorm we'd shared our freshman year at UCLA. Gorgeous. Spoiled. Rich, sucking on a silver spoon when I'd worked my fingers to the bone for every scholarship I could possibly win. She had been subjected to dorm life because her daddy wanted her to experience real life, sent to slum it up with the common folk for an entire year. Poor thing. But I soon discovered beneath all that entitlement was a girl who would drop it all on a dime for those she cared about, without a second thought. So maybe we were polar opposites, but it didn't take long for us to become attached at the hip. That was 10 years ago. In all that time, she'd never let me down. Not until today. Please, Kaylee, she whispered, and that desperation was weaving its way back in. I already hate that I'm doing this to Daddy. Both of us can't not show. He'll be devastated. Her voice dropped to a whisper. And this is important. What could be so important that she wasn't here? I pressed the heel of my hand to my eye, probably messing up the thick liner and black mascara I'd spent way too much time fretting over. I don't understand how you could do this to me or to him. Tell me what's going on. I'll explain it all later. There was rustling in the background, muffled voices, before her attention came back to me. I have to go. Please, do this for me. Please, KK? I could almost see her big, brown, puppy dog eyes pleading from across the space. Wherever the hell that was. Surrender. It was there in my sigh. Fine. But you owe me big, she gushed in relief. I know. Anything, and it's yours. Tell Daddy I love him, and I'm really sorry. I'm sure he'll be over to kick my ass in the morning. You know he will. The limo, the one Elle had sent for me, mind you, after she'd begged and pleaded and convinced me that I had to be there with her, inched forward. She'd been adamant that I couldn't miss this, that I was family, and it didn't matter that I didn't belong here at all. And here I was. Nervous energy prickled across every inch of my exposed skin as the attendant opened the door, that red carpet now right at my awkward feet. I sucked in a breath and pasted on a fake smile, praying I could pull this off. One night. I could do this. I could pretend as if I didn't wobble on my 5-inch heels as I stepped out into the night. Pretend I felt confident in this over-the-top, super-sexy dress with the slit running all the way to the top of my thigh. One I'd borrowed from Elle because God knew I couldn't afford it on my kindergarten teacher salary. Pretend the flashes of cameras didn't blind my eyes. I kept my head down as I moved forward.
Julianne! Julianne Hough, over here!
What? Wide-eyed, I looked back over my shoulder. Yeah, not so much. I bit back a cringe when the reporter, one whose face I'd seen plastered too many times on my TV because Elle was addicted to celebrity TV, mouthed, "Oh, sorry," and turned away in favor of someone much more interesting. God, could anything be more humiliating? I had the urge to kick off my heels and run, cower and hide and slink into my safe little world where I'd be curled up on my couch with a glass of wine and a good book. I glanced to the right. 100 feet ahead, the darkened double doors of the theater teased me with the promise of its sanctuary. All I had to do was make it inside unnoticed. I'd slip in, be present for Elle's father, Roger Ward, who was one of the nicest guys I knew, and then as soon as the credits rolled, I'd get the hell out of Dodge. I tucked my chin to my chest, eyes trained on my feet. My uncoordinated, clumsy strides just short of a run. Just get inside. Just get inside. A gasp of shocked air shot from me when I slammed into a wall. A very, very hard wall. A wall made up of flesh and muscle, and my feet were sliding out from under me as I went reeling back. Strong hands darted out, cinched around my upper arms to keep me from falling, drawing me up close. So, so close. I had the sudden, overwhelming urge to bury my nose deeper into that big wall of chest because it just smelled so damned good. Or maybe I only wanted to bury my face in it so I'd fall in and completely disappear, because this had to rank up there as one of the most mortifying moments of my entire life, second only to the time my shorts caught on the slide in 4th grade and they split right up the middle. Warily, I peeked up at my savior. Breath gone. Eyes wide. Stomach a mixed-up pool of desire and embarrassment on the floor. An earth-shattering smile full of bright white teeth had my heart rate shifting into high gear, but it was the playful brown eyes full of mischief and sex that had my knees knocking. Oh, God. Yes? Yes, I had my answer. Things could be so much more humiliating. Because I'd just run headfirst into Paxton Miles.
2. Paxton. The look of sheer terror on her beautiful face makes it hard to contain my chuckle. My fingers wrap around her thin arms as she struggles to find her feet and tries to balance on her ridiculously too high heels. I can feel her body tremble under my fingertips, and her lips form a perfect O as recognition flashes across her face. I smile down on her. And she slams her mouth shut, just as her cheeks fill with color. I usually have that effect on women. Glad to see she's not any different. It was impossible not to notice her the moment she stepped out of that limo. Her long blonde hair, her petite frame, and the anxious way she ran from the paparazzi and fell right into my arms. My thumbs rubbed the soft skin of her arms, and the scent of her floral perfume is intoxicating. Hey, easy now. I joke with her as she presses her hands against my chest and regains her composure. Her eyes flutter closed, and she takes a deep breath. But I can't help but notice her hands shaking and her full lips twitching nervously. Realizing what's just happened, she exhales softly.
God, I'm so sorry, she mumbles under her breath, shuffling from foot to foot as she tries to straighten her long black dress that has shifted during her stumble.
The cameras can be intimidating. I try to calm her and ease her obvious anxiety, but I'm pretty sure that stumble is going to make the highlight reel on tonight's tabloid television. I laugh openly, and her cheeks turn a darker shade of red. I'm Pax. I grin, holding out one hand for her to shake while my other still holds her upright. And you are? Her eyes fall to my outstretched hand, only she doesn't reciprocate.
I know who you are.
Her voice rattles.
I'm not a celebrity, I'm a kindergarten teacher.
She finally manages to shrug out of my grip, and I hold both hands up in a show of surrender. She lifts her chin and finally holds eye contact with me in mock confidence. I can see how fucking nervous she is by the little dance she's doing, and it's making my dick hard. I love it when I can make women squirm. The flush from her cheeks is now crawling down her neck and onto her chest. It's hard not to follow those red splotches down to her perfectly lifted tits, tits that would fit nicely in the palm of my hands. Name, what's your name? I lift my head from her breasts up to her face as I wait for her to answer. She fumbles around awkwardly, juggling her small clutch from hand to hand.
Kaylee. Kaylee Rose.
I see Kendall Scott, my publicist, over Kaylee's shoulder, one of her perfectly sculpted eyebrows arched in curiosity, but a look of warning shoots from her bright blue eyes, a look she's always giving me. I give her a little wink and decide to ignore her nonverbal warning, turning my attention back to Kaylee. Nice to meet you, Kaylee Rose. She inhales sharply at the sound of her name rolling off my tongue. I've yet to lose the southern accent I acquired growing up in Texas. It's my secret weapon. Women find it hard to resist that accent, and it's helped me more often than it's hurt me. My agent has spent thousands on dialect coaches, telling me it'll make me more marketable when I'm able to ditch that light southern drawl. But I know when to use it and when I need to turn up the charm. I hold my hand out again for her to take, and she hesitates for just a moment before sliding her soft hand in mine. Kaylee is adorable and horribly uncomfortable, and I can't help but find it perfectly amusing. She nods her head frantically as her eyes dart around me and toward the large theater doors she was so adamant to get to when she fell face first into me. Pulling her hand from mine, she fakes a smile.
Nice to meet you too,
she mutters as she scurries away, glancing back over her delicate shoulder at me. Enjoy the movie, Kaylee. I laugh openly as she hurries inside. What the hell was that? Philip Montez asks as he sidles up next to me, sipping a glass of champagne. He's breaking public relations cardinal rule number one, don't be photographed with alcohol. He catches me looking at the crystal glass in his hand and shrugs before taking a sip of bubbly. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm about to find out. I see the large double doors close behind her.
She's not Hollywood. He scoffs and steps aside as Jenna Berg and Ashton Walters make their way toward us down the red carpet.
No, no she's not, which makes me all the more interested. I reply, also stepping aside. Jenna and Ashton are the new it couple in Hollywood. Cameras flash, blinding me. I take this as my cue to get the hell inside and away from this red carpet. I give them 5 months, Philip says under his breath, his eyebrow rising as we watch the power couple walk the red carpet.
I'm 99% sure he plays for both teams.
I openly laugh because I'm 99% sure Philip is right. Philip has been my best friend and confidant in this wild business. We've co-starred in 3 movies together, and both our careers took off simultaneously. We've been dubbed the modern-day Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. A whole lot to live up to, but we're definitely up to the challenge. Philip and I follow the growing crowd toward the dark theater. After we check our phones in, protocol for all screenings and premieres, we find our way toward the assigned seats that await us in the front row. It's hard not to notice Kaylee, sitting in the roped-off area just across the row from me, where typically only actors, directors, and producers are allowed. She sits with her legs carefully crossed and her hands resting on her knee. So proper. It's when I see Roger Ward, our director, approach her with a smile before leaning down and pulling her into an embrace that my curiosity is even more piqued. She knows Ward. Interesting. Ward's wife, Lindsay, also greets Kaylee warmly. All three share in conversation, laughing before Roger Ward points to the seat next to Kaylee. A moment passes between them before the smile suddenly falls from Mr. Ward's face. It's a look of disappointment. I've seen it many times, only this time it's not directed at me. Kaylee cringes as she pulls her bottom lip between her teeth. Both Mr. and Mrs. Ward look upset, but not at Kaylee. A few more words are exchanged, and another brief embrace before they sit down in the row directly in front of her. They both occasionally turn around to make small talk before the lights begin to flicker, and it's easy to see Kaylee begin to visibly calm. Philip and I take our seats as the lights begin to dim, and then rise again in an effort to get everyone to quiet down, but I can't help but notice the empty seat next to Kaylee. A round of applause fills the theater as Roger Ward stands and makes his way to the front to address the audience. I try to sit still as the movie starts, as the scenes play. It's impossible. I decide to make my move. I nod my head toward Kaylee, and Philip rolls his eyes, but not before he fist bumps me. It takes me 3 steps to get to her, 3 steps before her bright blue eyes look up at me. 3 steps is all it takes for me to decide that this girl is going to be mine.
3. Kaylee. That accent. God, that accent. It was nothing less than a weapon, and I couldn't help but feel as if I'd been slayed. A steel blade straight through the heart. Or maybe I'd been struck by an arrow from one of the super cute Cupid bows. With the way things were going down right now, anything was possible. I stumbled the rest of the way into the theater. I made sure to keep one eye open, footsteps cautioned, because I sure as hell didn't need a repeat of 5 seconds ago. As it was, my insides were already twisted into a million unrecognizable knots, and I was pretty sure there was only one thing that could get them undone. This mess of embarrassed nerves, they had amplified into a bundle of this throbbing, unrelenting attraction that shivered across my skin. Of course, I'd known the chances of seeing him tonight tipped the scale to high. I mean, come on, he was the freaking star of the movie. But I thought it'd be with Elle at my side. Me, the invisible sidekick, the ordinary, plain girl hiding behind her friend's bold presence like it was a shield. Unnoticed. But no. Because it was me, I had to go and trip into the arms of the one man who held the power to make me tremble through the screen. Everyone had a Hollywood crush, a free card, a fantasy. Yes, Paxton Miles was mine. But those fantasies were never supposed to manifest themselves as seductive flesh and strong hands and megawatt smiles. They weren't supposed to flirt. I mean, that's what he was doing, wasn't it? Or had my subconscious, screaming at me to go ahead and just take the plunge and drop the rest of the way to his feet, convinced me into believing he might have an interest in me? Stop it, I berated myself, because those were lines of thought I definitely didn't need to entertain. Even if he was interested, I absolutely was not. Flings were not my style, and they were never going to be. Within the shelter of the theater, I shoved it all down, took a steeling breath as I checked in, and made my way to the seat I'd been assigned. I did my best to keep the slit of my dress from exposing too much leg as I settled into my seat up close to the screen. Yeah, that was impossible. Roger Ward met my eye from the group of people he and his wife Lindsay were chatting with. He wandered my way, eyes scanning as he approached.
Kaylee, it's so nice to see you. Thank you for coming. You don't know what it means to me.
He held me by both hands, and I leaned forward to receive the kiss he placed on my cheek. I wouldn't have missed it. His smile was sincere, and he squeezed my hands tighter, glancing around again.
"Where's that daughter of mine?"
I cringed. He caught it, and his smile tipped down, lines pulling across his strong brow.
What happened?
I shook my head, trying to assuage the worry that was so clear.
She's totally fine, I said, way too fast, before I slowed to clarify.
But apparently some sort of emergency came up. The last came out like a question, because how did you explain away the antics of Eleanor Ward? Clueless? My shoulders lifted. She called me just as my limo was pulling up. She promised she would explain everything to us tomorrow, but she told me to tell you how sorry she is that she's not here. Questions flashed across his features, and I squeezed his hands a little tighter. I promise. She wasn't hurt or anything like that. Please, just enjoy your night. She already feels awful, and I know she doesn't want you worrying about her. Frustration held fast for a fleeting second before he seemed to swallow it down.
Well, I guess we can't do anything about it now. And you know, Elle, she's doing whatever it is she really thinks she needs to be doing.
I smiled with a light chuckle. Exactly. Lindsay came up behind him, gave me a quick hug, and the two of them settled into their seats directly in the row in front of me. Again, I was struck with just how crazy it was that I was here. I could be annoyed, irritated with Elle for talking me into coming, then turning around and bailing. But no. I pushed all that aside and instead sent a silent thank you to my best friend. I never would have the opportunity to experience something like this without her. I chatted with Roger and Lindsay for a couple minutes before he went up front to introduce the movie. When he returned to his seat, the lights dimmed. A shiver of excitement rolled through me. I tried to pretend it wasn't at the thought of seeing Paxton Miles on the big screen and knowing he was in the room. Nope. Didn't matter at all. Music thundered through the surround sound, vibrating the ground, the intro a no-holds-barred attention grabber. Enraptured by the English scenery, I leaned forward, my hand over my chest. Roger Ward was truly brilliant. And by God, so was the face that entered the screen. It was an outright crime for a man to look as good as Paxton Miles, and now I knew firsthand it wasn't just photoshopping and lighting. So maybe in this film he was playing 18th century English royalty. None of that really mattered, because the man was a freaking Greek god. The air stirred, a whoosh of quieted activity at the empty seat that was supposed to belong to Elle. My breath hitched. I struggled not to inhale, struggled not to look, struggled to pretend as if I wasn't hit with an overwhelming urge to turn and bury my nose in that masculine scent I could feel prodding at my senses. The way my chest was heaving and my hands curled around the armrests had to have been obvious enough. Suddenly, he was there, pushing into my personal space, his mouth at my ear. His southern accent that had me in a puddle earlier was now twisted to match the character on the screen.
He's a good-looking bloke, isn't he?
I had to shake my head to clear it of the stupor, my chin tipped up toward him, my eyes narrowed in a scowl. Excuse me? It came out an accusation. He just sent me one of those belly-flipping grins, the magnitude of it lit up in the flames flicking across the screen.
That bloke there on the screen, you seemed a little impressed.
Wow, someone's full of themselves, aren't they? I sent the words with all the confidence I could muster, hoping they would knock him down a notch. His cockiness just grew. Those full lips tweaked into a smirk.
Oh, Kaylee Rose, don't act like I couldn't tell you you wanted to climb right over these chairs and fall into that screen. And here I am, in the flesh, no need to go pretending when you can have the real deal.
Shh! It was all a frantic whisper, my eyes wide and wild as they jumped to Roger and Lindsay, praying they weren't noticing who'd slithered up to my side. God, did the man have no shame?
His hand found the slit on my dress, his fingertips light. So so light, I had to wonder if he was really even touching me. Still, the energy eliciting a cascade of chills, an illicit feeling washing me in thigh-clenching desire.
I like your dress,
he whispered it like a tease. Nope. No shame whatsoever. He inched closer, and I lost all my breath. My hands clutched tighter to the armrests, and I gave it my all to keep my breaths from panting out of my lungs. Stop it, I hissed.
Stop what?
Oh, yes. He could play it off as all kinds of innocent, but I could see the mischief glinting in the brown of his eyes. Stop trying to get a rise out of me.
Is that what I'm doing? Getting a rise out of you? I'm fairly certain it's the reverse.
Gah! I wanted to scream. The man was incorrigible. Roger Ward slanted us a curious glance. My voice was hardly a breath. You're making a scene. His fingers fluttered up, not quite touching me. Not until they were right over the thunder stampeding beneath my ribs. He caressed at the V of my low neckline, right between my breasts.
I like making scenes, obviously. And right now, I want to make one with you.
Not a chance.
Oh, I beg to differ. I'd put down good money that there are all kinds of chances rolling around in that pretty little head of yours.
You don't know me.
But I will.
I gulped around the lump in my throat, focused ahead on the screen. Of course, the infuriating man just teased me from there. Time spun on like the best kind of torture. My breaths shallow and my lungs heavy. Butterflies flitting this way and that as I watched the romance play out on the big screen. Intense. Deep. Sexy. His voice was back to whispering, lips brushing the shell of my ear.
Pay close attention, Kaylee Rose. We're getting to the good part.
My legs went weak as the film slanted into the shadows of a bedroom, the moon all aglow to illuminate one of the sexiest, hottest love scenes I'd ever seen. Seductive and slow. And there was nothing I could do to keep from envisioning that mouth sliding down my neck and delving between my breasts. I squirmed in my seat. For that scene alone, Paxton Miles deserved an Academy Award. Hell, who was I kidding? I doubted there was any acting involved. It didn't take a lot of imagination to figure out Paxton Miles knew his way around the bedroom. A gush of air left me as the scene closed. A dark chuckle, so low, filtered around me like a hot breeze.
Someone seems affected.
Mouth dry, I swallowed. It was a beautiful movie. I meant it. In all honesty, I was incredibly proud of Roger, and as much as I didn't want to be, I was completely awed by Paxton. Another rogue grin. If I wasn't already sitting, it would knock me from my feet.
Not quite as beautiful as you.
Soft, disbelieving laughter left me on a sigh. You know, you don't need to patronize me. For the first time, something serious flashed through his expression.
I'm not a liar, Kaylee Rose, nor do I have the time or inclination to patronize women. When I tell you you're beautiful, I mean it.
Redness seeped across my chest and climbed to my cheeks. God, this man. Then I apologize. I stood, straightened my dress as Roger and Lindsay were standing. If you'll excuse me, I said, turning all my attention on the wards, my escape. Paxton didn't stand. Of course, he didn't. Instead, he made me nearly crawl across his lap to make my way out. Roger met me at the end of the aisle.
What did you think?
I swallowed down the flush I could feel still coloring my face. I thought it was phenomenal. The best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you don't need to play it up on my account.
My thoughts flashed to the parting words I'd shared with Paxton. I'm not. I swore it like a solemn oath. I felt it everywhere. It's unforgettable. Pride simmered on the man's face, and Lindsay tucked her head on his shoulder, patted his chest. I told you, she said. It's perfection. I felt the intensity of the stare boring into me, and I pushed a smile to my face and fiddled with a strand of hair. Thank you so much for having me. I'm going to head out, Roger tisked.
You can't leave yet. We'll be leaving for the after party in just a few minutes.
Oh, I think I'm going to pass. I needed to get out of there, and now, because all I wanted was to turn and look over my shoulder, to seek out the distinct laugh reverberating through the air, the mesmerizing sound coming from the man who'd completely captivated me. My fantasy was a little too close to reality for my comfort zone. My jammies and a big tub of ice cream were definitely calling to me. It was time to come back down to earth.
Rubbish, Roger said, giving a good go at his best English accent. You have to come. You've only gotten half the experience of a premiere. You need a taste of the entire thing.
Energy stirred, and I sucked in a breath, that presence engulfing me as Paxton edged up to bring his chest to my back, words a whisper in my ear.
Yes, you definitely need to get a taste of the entire thing. God knows I want a taste.
Oh, Lord. I was in trouble. So much trouble.
4. Paxton. The limo door slams closed behind me as I slide onto the leather seat with a loud sigh. My dick pitifully throbs in my pants as I think about Kaylee and her soft skin that I was able to chance a brief touch. How the fuck does a girl I've never met, never seen before, stumble into my arms and have this effect on me? I'm Paxton Miles. I can have any woman in Hollywood, or better yet, the free world. Yet a fucking petite blonde kindergarten teacher who literally trips into my arms is what's causing my dick to react this way. Shit. I shake my head at myself. I shift uncomfortably, adjusting myself, and reach for the bottle of whiskey from the wet bar. Tossing a few ice cubes into the Crystal Rocks glass, I serve up a healthy pour of the alcohol. That dress, those legs, her perfect tits, fuck. I close my eyes, pitching my head back against the leather seat as visions of her assault me. I grumble as thoughts of Kaylee dance around my head. Thoughts of her legs wrapped around me fill my mind, and my dick throbs harder. I envision the feel of her nipples pebbling in my mouth as my tongue laps circles around her sweet flesh. Pressing the crystal glass to my mouth, I slam the smooth amber liquid and purse my lips as I swallow hard. I blow a puff of hot air from my lungs and grit my teeth before pouring another 2 fingers of premium whiskey into the empty glass. I shake my head as the warm, rich liquid settles into my stomach. I remember my father telling me whiskey is meant to be sipped, enjoyed, not slammed. However, right now, I need something to take the edge and my mind off the beautiful Kaylee Rose. Something to kill the sinful thoughts I'm having of Kaylee right now. On top of me, underneath me, pressed against a wall. Fuck. I mutter to myself and brush my hand over my face. As the limo rolls to a stop, the sound of Whitney Brenna's soft moans fill the car. I chance a glance to my right and see Philip has his hand up her dress and his lips pressed to her neck. My man has been wanting to tap Whitney since he co-starred with her on some daytime soap opera over a year ago. I scoot toward the door, doing the best to adjust my semi-hard dick before the paparazzi catch a picture of my boner. Game time, I tell myself as I exit the limo, stepping out into the tepid Los Angeles air. I straighten my bow tie and button my suit coat. With the tilt of my head, I flash the million-dollar smile that's made me rich, and I saunter into the Hollywood Highlands Hotel. The after-party is in full swing. Not an expense was spared, as usual. Gift bags line long tables for the guests to take, and I watch ladies elbow each other for the chance to get their hands on one. The swag bags are always a hit with the non-industry people. The sound of laughter fills the large open room. I smile politely and nod as people congratulate me on my performance in passing.
A few stop to talk me up, and I do my best to appear interested, when in actuality I don't give two fucks about their assessment of my acting. With my fake smile plastered on, I stare blankly at them, casually looking over their shoulders and through the sea of bodies, in hopes of seeing my girl. My girl. Even if she's mine for only one night. Presumptuous of me? Probably. But I don't give a shit. I have one goal in mind tonight, and that's Kaylee Rose. The open bar ensures that alcohol is flowing and people stand around in small groups talking and laughing. This is the best part of this business, the parties, the booze, the women. Across the room, I finally catch a glimpse of Kaylee, her back pressed firmly to a wall, a glass of wine clutched between both of her hands. Kaylee is deep in conversation with Lindsay Ward when I make my way over to them. Ladies, I say, announcing my approach. Wrapping an arm around Lindsay Ward's shoulders, I lean into her. Looking as beautiful as ever tonight, Mrs. Ward. She shakes her head and laughs. You are such a charmer, Paxton. She pats my chest and leans into me. Here, I'd like you to meet Kaylee Rose. This is Eleanor's best friend. Lindsay tugs on Kaylee's arm, pulling her closer to us. So close I can smell her floral perfume. So close, I can almost feel her soft skin. So close, but not close enough for what I need from her. And thank goodness she's responsible and actually showed up tonight. I don't know what has gotten into Elle lately. Her voice trails off, not that I was really listening anyway. I've been lost in Kaylee since she fell into my arms. Everything else has been a mere distraction. You two were quite chatty during the movie, she says, one of her eyebrows arching in curiosity. Have you two met before? It's easy to see Kaylee's cheeks flush a bright shade of pink at our introduction. She refuses to look up at me and keeps her eyes cast down at the glass of wine that her long, lean fingers twirl in her hands. Oh yes, we've already met, I announce proudly, hoping Kaylee will finally look at me. She doesn't. Shit. You have? When? Lindsay questions, taking a step back. Earlier this evening, it was hard to miss Kaylee's entrance. Kaylee looks up from her glass of wine and narrows her eyes at me. I know, darling. She's stunning, isn't she? Mrs. Ward asks, patting Kaylee on the arm. She certainly is, I answer her and smile at Kaylee, who hasn't removed the scowl from her face. You're both being too kind, Kaylee says. Lindsay, I know Elle is disappointed she couldn't be here. We both knew how much this evening meant to Roger. I'm sure she has a really good reason for not making it. Mrs. Ward openly scoffs, but slams her champagne glass against her lips to stop herself from saying anything further. And, Mr. Miles, it was a pleasure meeting you. Kaylee rolls her eyes at me and tosses back the last of her wine. Congratulations on your movie. Stunning work, as always. You can literally hear the sarcasm roll of her tongue with each word. Mrs. Ward looks between us and purses her lips, confused by Kaylee's sudden shift in moods. But if you two will excuse me, I have to be going. I have to be up early. She hands me her empty glass. You don't mind handling that for me, do you? She smirks. Of course. I hold out the empty glass, and it's immediately removed by a passing server. What a little vixen. She's trying to put me in my place. Oh, that's how it's done. She rolls her eyes at me, and I smirk. I love feisty Kaylee. What's going on with you two? Mrs. Ward asks us with a smile. She steps back slowly and crosses her arms to get a better look at the both of us. Kaylee rubs her hands over her arms nervously and glares at me. Nothing, Kaylee spits out before I have a chance to come up with something witty. Damn it, she's quick to the punch. I need to step up my game. Are you sure you two haven't met before tonight? No, Kaylee blurts out, and I can't help but laugh. I love seeing her squirm. No, Mrs. Ward, we haven't. I finally offer, hoping Kaylee will calm down. With a little shake of my head, I continue speaking to Lindsay, but turn my attention to Kaylee. But while it was certainly an unexpected introduction, it was not unwelcome. In fact, I hope for the chance to get to know her better. Oh, she's fantastic, Lindsay pipes in. I don't bother to turn my attention back to her as she continues to sing Kaylee's praises. I remain focused on the beautiful woman in front of me. She's smart and kind and such a great friend to Elle, Lindsay continues. I don't hear anything else she says, with her head tilted and the slightest hint of a smile turning up the corner of her mouth. Kaylee watches me. She's succumbed to the famous Paxton Miles smile and charm that I'm known for. She exhales softly and finally lets her lips twist into a small smile. The night is young. Let's go get a drink, shall we, Kaylee?
5. Kaylee. What in the world was I allowing this man to do to me? Every time I tried to shut him down, he just shot me that smirk that had my stomach doing 360s. Complete flip-flops, pulled in one direction only for my defenses to go careening the opposite, shoving him off only to be right back where I started, staring up into the mesmerizing, playful eyes I couldn't help but want to get lost in. I guess I could stay for one more drink, I found myself saying, knowing it was such a stupid, bad idea, but unable to resist the charm that was this man. What could one drink hurt? I'll talk to you later, Mrs. Ward, I said, and she gave me a look that both told me to have fun and warned me all the same. Paxton threaded his fingers through mine. Oh my God. It was then I was certain one drink could cause all kinds of mayhem. That every second spent in the presence of this man was a hazard. I had completely underestimated his draw, because with just that innocent touch, my heart raced and sped, just as fast as the tingles that spread up my arm. Lord, help me. Like a love-struck fool, I trailed him across the extravagant space. Every movement he made was filled with confidence and ease. The man owned the room, heads turned in his wake. Clearly, everyone was just as compelled by him as me. But it was the curious glances cast my way that had me ducking my head, tucking my chin to my chest. The last thing I needed was to be the target for some misconstrued gossip. I followed him to the long, darkened bar, the large bottles of expensive liquors illuminated by white neon lights that reflected against the mirrored glass of the back bar that rose high above the bartender. A bartender who, of course, wore a long-sleeved white button-down and black vest. It was all so very Hollywood chic, and again, I was wondering how in the world I'd found myself in this position. His voice was low at my ear.
What would you like to drink?
A Riesling would be nice. He turned to the bartender.
Riesling for the lovely lady, whiskey for me.
The bartender poured our drinks, and Paxton passed mine to me. He lifted his tumbler with a subtle tilt my direction, our glasses clinking as he made a toast.
To this magical, unforgettable night.
His words were packed with innuendo, and I nearly choked as I took a sip of my wine. A blush I couldn't fight streaking everywhere, this unfound attraction spreading far and fast. Stupid girl. Casually, he set his hip against the bar.
So, tell me, Kaylee Rose, how is it you know Eleanor Ward and her family? You seem a little out of place.
I felt my brow draw. What's that supposed to mean? I wanted to be offended, but his observation wasn't any different than what I'd been thinking all night. He chuckled, the sound so seductive all those secret places inside me clenched with desire. Damn him. He edged closer, and when he spoke, his breath washed over me like a delicious breeze.
Oh, come on, beautiful girl. There's no need to play coy. You're much too sweet to belong in the midst of all these vultures. They'd rip you to shreds.
Arching a brow, I leaned back and met his eyes. Vultures? You mean vultures like you? He laughed, deep and low, the man encroaching into my space, towering over me as he dipped his nose to run it along my hairline and down to my ear.
I'd gladly tear you apart, Kaylee Rose. But I promise you it will be in the very best way. So good, in fact, you'll be begging me to do it again and again.
Shivers skated along my flesh. Shit. 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 There was no question in my mind he'd make good on his promise. A dangerous, dangerous fantasy. That's what this was. Too close for comfort. I cleared my throat. Elle and I were roommates during our first year at UCLA. Affection, laced with irritation, filled up my tone. She's definitely from a different world than I am. I gave an offhanded, helpless shrug. But somehow we became best friends through it all. He raked his teeth over his bottom lip.
Opposites do attract and all of that.
Yep. More innuendo. And again, I felt shaky and itchy, wanting to lean forward to inhale the essence of this man, all the while wanting to run before I fell into his trap. Right then, running sounded like the best plan. I stepped back and downed my wine, set the glass on the bar. If you'll excuse me. I rushed for the hallway and into the ladies' restroom, pressed my hands to the counter, and stared at myself in the mirror as I tried to calm my rapid breaths. Paxton Miles was so absolutely right. I didn't belong here. I was out of place, ignorant, just begging to be slaughtered. But it wouldn't be at the hands of anyone else at the after party. It would be at the hands of a man who was far too appealing for my own good. He'd use me up and spit me out, and I'd be left with memories I wasn't sure I could handle. I pushed out a breath, gathered my composure before I dug into my small handbag and pulled out my phone so I could call for an Uber. I had to get out of here before I completely fell prey to the man's charms. 5 minutes, the app promised. 5 minutes and I'd be safely tucked away in a car that would carry me out of this fantasy world and set my feet firmly back into my reality, where I was plain and ordinary and didn't draw the attention of movie stars who could snap their fingers and have any woman they wanted begging at their feet. Where I lived a simple life, teaching the kids I loved, and didn't attend movie premiere after parties. Where I was safe, and safe was where I wanted to be. Sucking in a breath, I drew open the door and stepped out into the hall, dimmed with shadows and the echo of the party happening at its end. But in it, the presence was profound, something great and intense. The breath I'd sucked in left me in a whoosh when I was suddenly pinned up against the wall by a big body. So warm, overpowering, gorgeous. Fingertips trailed along the slope of my neck, and my heart shuddered and shook, my pulse erratic as I looked up at the man staring down at me.
Are you okay?
His worry took me by surprise. But more surprising was the answer that popped up in my head. No. I was definitely not okay. This man had managed to knock me from my axis. He was making me want things I would never allow myself to have. Why would you think I'm not? I asked instead, caught off guard by his concern. In a flash of that playful mischief, a smirk pulled at one side of his mouth.
Oh, I don't know. A gorgeous woman suddenly runs into the restroom to remove herself from the unwanted advances of a man. It sounds like ditch the douchebag 101 to me, and that's not a label I take so kindly to.
It was all a tease, wrapped up in what I was sure was true concern. Those brown eyes deep and dark and intent. I swallowed around the lump in my throat, my eyes blinking through the cloud of confused attraction. You make my head spin, I answered in all honesty. He backed me up farther, my body plastered to the wall, his hot as hell pressed against me. My thighs shook when I felt his length pleating at my belly, heavy and hard and more prominent than any wild fantasy I could have conjured. Desire surged, and I had the overwhelming urge to press my hands to his chest, to his cock, to let them explore and trace and discover. He dipped his head, his mouth an inch from mine, hovering, wavering, his lips a mere breath away from becoming a kiss. His voice dropped so low, it shook through me like a tremor.
and what I want is to make your body sing.
I don't do this, I whispered, feeling everything caving in around me, my willpower and self-control.
Don't do what?
He asked, even lower. His lips just brushed mine when he spoke.
Fire.
Trembling, I forced out the words. One night. It was the truth. I'd never just fallen into a man's bed, had never allowed a complete stranger to touch me. But maybe that was the most dangerous thing about Paxton Miles. He didn't feel like a stranger. His face so familiar, his over-the-top world shoved in our faces in magazines and movies and the tabloids. The fantasy. Paxton growled, his big hands cradling me at the sides of my neck.
Who said anything about one night?
I almost released the incredulous laugh bottled in my chest, but I was too busy getting lost in his gaze to chastise him for alluding to things we both knew would be nothing less than a lie. Because we both knew exactly what this was. Those eyes searched my face, and his tongue darted out, swiping across his full bottom lip. My lips parted on a sigh. There was nothing I could do to stop it from happening. Nothing I could do to stop his kiss when his mouth fell against mine. Because I didn't want to resist. His lips were soft at first, teasing caresses that sent a rush of chills scattering through my insides. He flicked my bottom lip with his tongue, warm and soft and wet. I opened to him, let him draw me closer as he kissed me deeper. Our tongues were a tangle of exploration and want, hot, unrelenting, ruthless. He took and I so willingly gave. My phone rang in my purse, jarring us out of the rapture. He jerked back. His expression was enough to steal my breath. The man was so insanely gorgeous. Larger than life. Adored by millions. And he was looking at me in awe. In lust. As if I was the only thing he could see. My Uber is here. The words were clogged with my own desire as I forced them out. He gripped me tighter, his words a rasp.
Come home with me.
A weighted moment spun around us. My indecision snagged and snarled with the abounding lust. Okay. Wait, what? I had to be insane. A needy sound rumbled up his throat and he dipped down, kissed me again. This time hard and quick, possessive, with a promise. Then my hand was back in his.
This way, he said.
He hauled me down the hall in the opposite direction of the party. The man clearly knew his way around as he quietly latched open a door and slipped us into the silence of a large storage room. A gasp shot from me when he suddenly spun me around and pressed my bottom up against a table, his kiss verging on mad as he searched me in the dark, hands slipping down my sides and grazing across my breasts. My stomach flipped and my heart rate kicked. His touch elicited a moan from deep within me. So easily.
Oh, the things I'm going to do to you,
he whispered in the dark. Then, just as fast, he was dragging me deeper into the room and ducking us out through a back door and into the Hollywood night. Cool air brushed my overheated skin, and those anxious nerves zipped through my veins, my breath short and ragged as he snuck us around the building, careful to keep us concealed in the shadows. He glanced around, checking that we were in the clear before he tightened his hold on my hand and rushed us toward a limo. He yanked open the door.
In.
I didn't hesitate. I just jumped inside and he was sliding in beside me with a flirty smirk on his face as he slammed it shut behind us. He lowered the privacy glass.
My house.
He threw out like an order before he closed it. He cut his gaze toward me, where I sat pinned against the far seat, squirming beneath the intensity. His expression? This time, his expression was predatory. He shifted on the long leather seat, crouching down on his knees, where he moved to plant both hands on either side of my hips.
Hang on tight, Kaylee Rose.
At his words, desire throbbed between my thighs. His eyes darkened with lust. Because we both knew it. What I was giving myself over to, what I was surrendering. Giving what this beautiful man was all too willing to take. One wild night.
6. Paxton. We weave through the busy downtown streets and out of Hollywood toward my home in the Hollywood Hills. If only my driver would hurry the fuck up. With her fingers still laced through mine, Kaylee shifts nervously in the seat next to me. I can feel her anxiety and smell her desire. "Would you like a drink?" I ask as I reach for the bottle of whiskey I had just poured from a few short hours ago.
"Champagne would be nice," she says softly.
Kaylee's eyes flit around the back of the limo, taking in all the lights and knobs while I get her a drink.
"Do you always have a driver?"
she asks, looking out the window. I pause, wondering if she's serious. When she turns back to me and her innocent blue eyes meet mine, I know she is. "No, Kaylee." I tilt her champagne glass as I carefully pour the bubbly. "Only for special occasions. I typically drive myself everywhere I need to go." Her eyes twinkle under the lights and her lips twist into a smile. "I'm a normal guy. I do my own laundry and grocery shopping. I even open my own mail." I wink at her and hand her the glass of champagne. I can see her visibly relax, and she settles into the soft leather seat. Her voice is gentle and smooth.
"It's so beautiful up here," she says,
her eyes fixed out the window at the winding streets we're climbing. Most of the houses in the hills have been bought and renovated or torn down and rebuilt into sprawling estates. The city lights of Los Angeles can be seen for miles up here, making the view priceless. One of the reasons I bought my house here in the hills and not near the beach. "It is," I reply. "It's my favorite part of the city."
"I can see why,"
she sighs, taking another sip of champagne. The limo slows and I lower the privacy glass to give the driver the gate code so he can pull into my drive.
"Is this your house?"
Her eyes widen as we pull into the driveway. "It is." She nods her head and smiles as we pull up the long drive. "Not what you expected?" I ask her, and she turns to me.
"Not at all."
She shakes her head a little.
"It's stunning, but it's..."
She purses her lips and scrunches her brows together.
"I don't know. It's so normal looking."
I let out a laugh at her observation. I had this 4,000 square foot ranch style home built a year ago. The outside is very understated to say the least. A single story, modern, ranch style home. One you could see in any neighborhood in America. However, the inside is where the goods are.
"I like it," she says.
Not sure if she's talking to herself or me. As the limo stops on a large circular drive, the driver opens the back door, and I slide out first. I wait for Kaylee to appear, and I reach for her hand, helping her out. Sliding my hand into hers, and with a wave, I send the driver on his way. Just inside the front door, Kaylee kicks off her heels and literally moans in relief when her feet hit the floor.
"I've been wanting to do that all night," she says, wiggling her toes.
Her head is tipped back, and her eyes are closed as she relaxes. Without a second thought, my hands find her soft cheeks, and I pull her to me, pressing my lips to hers. Soft and sweet, she tastes like everything I imagined she would. And I've been waiting to do that again. She hums against my lips as I deepen our kiss. Our connection is palpable.
"Pax,"
she mumbles as I walk her backward down the hallway. Every inch of my body is aching to touch hers. I feel like a dick for not even offering to give her a tour of my place or offer her a bite to eat, but I cannot wait another second to get my hands on Kaylee.
"Mm-hmm,"
I respond.
"Are you sure you want to do this?"
More sure than I've ever been about anything in my life.
"Why me?"
She stops us dead in our tracks. We stand in the dark hallway just outside my bedroom. "Because when something you didn't realize you were looking for falls into your lap, literally," I chuckle. "And it feels right. You don't let it go."
"Right?"
she questions. "Yeah.
I can't explain it. I shrug. It just feels right. She presses her hands to my chest and over my shoulders, pushing my tuxedo jacket off my shoulders and down my arms, letting it fall to a pile at my feet. "Don't move," she says quietly.